Welcome, curious minds, to another deep dive. Have you ever paused to wonder what truly powers the incredible artificial intelligence we interact with every day? You know, from the chatbots that streamline your customer service to the sophisticated systems guiding self-driving cars. It's often not the glamorous algorithms, but the meticulous unseen work of preparing and making sense of raw data. And today we're going on an insightful journey to understand that foundational process by exploring a remarkable tool called Label Studio. But before we unravel this fascinating topic, this deep dive is proudly brought to you by SafeServer. SafeServer takes care of hosting your software and supports you in your digital transformation, ensuring your innovations run smoothly and securely. Find more information at www.safeserver.de. That's SafeServer.de. Our mission today is to cut through the complexity of data labeling. We want to show you exactly what Label Studio is, how it opens up this critical process, even for beginners, and why it's becoming such an indispensable asset for anyone exploring AI development.
Prepare to see the foundational magic behind intelligent systems, and maybe realize why it's more accessible than you might think. Okay, let's unpack this. When we talk about AI, it's easy to jump straight to the impressive end results, right? Assuming the intelligence just appears. But what's the fundamental step that actually makes all that understanding and decision-making possible? Can you demystify for us what data labeling actually entails?
Absolutely. At its core, data labeling is basically the process of adding meaningful tags or classifications, sometimes annotations, to raw data. Think of it like teaching a child to recognize objects. You point to a picture of a dog and say, "This is a dog."
Right.
You're giving context to that raw visual information.
Okay, yeah.
For AI, we're doing the same thing, but on a massive scale. Millions of examples across lots of different data types. This labeled data then becomes the invaluable training material. It helps a machine learning model learn patterns, understand concepts, and ultimately make informed, accurate decisions.
So it's like providing the AI with a textbook where every single example is perfectly highlighted and explained.
Exactly. That's a great way to put it. A textbook for the AI.
That clarifies it a lot. It's like we're giving the AI those fundamental "this is a dog" lessons, but scaled up immensely. I can only imagine the challenge of getting that consistently perfect, especially with all the nuances in the real world. So why is this seemingly simple step so incredibly crucial for the quality and, well, the ultimate success of any AI model?
Because the quality of your AI model is directly tied to the quality of your training data. It's fundamental. There's a well-known saying in tech, garbage in, garbage out. You've probably heard that one.
Okay, definitely.
If you feed your AI model poorly labeled, inconsistent, or just plain incorrect data, you'll inevitably get unreliable or flawed results. It just won't work well. High quality, accurately labeled data ensures that your model learns the right things and performs reliably when it encounters real world scenarios. Mm. And to give you a more vivid example, think about a medical AI designed to spot anomalies in x-rays.
Okay.
If that AI was trained on data where, say, healthy tissue was mistakenly labeled as cancerous, or the other way around, well, the consequences for patient care could be catastrophic.
Wow, yeah. That's serious.
It really is. Or consider a large language model, one of these big chatbots. Even if it's huge, it might produce irrelevant or nonsensical answers if the human feedback loops during its training, which involve labeling, were flawed.
Right.
These aren't just minor technical glitches. They're direct, real-world impacts of data quality. They affect everything from safety to just plain usefulness.
Right.
And tools like Label Studio directly tackle these critical challenges by making that foundational labeling process robust, efficient, and reliable. It's the bedrock, really, for any AI that needs to accurately understand and interact with the world.
It sounds like the stakes are incredibly high. Now that we've truly grasped why data labeling is so critical, essentially the bedrock of reliable AI, the next logical step is to explore how this is actually achieved in practice. And that brings us directly to our focal point today, Label Studio. So for someone looking to get into AI or maybe just improve their existing models, what exactly is Label Studio and what does it bring to the table? What are the advantages?
Right. So Label Studio is an open source, multi-type data labeling and annotation tool. Imagine it as a versatile kind of intelligent workbench, specifically designed for preparing raw data or maybe refining data sets you already have for machine learning. Its primary advantage, especially for beginners, is its simple, intuitive user interface. It really makes complex annotation tasks feel accessible.
Accessible is good. That's often a barrier, isn't it? The complexity.
Exactly. And crucially, it exports data in standardized formats. This means it's instantly compatible with various machine learning models and frameworks. No weird conversion headaches. It's essentially your central, flexible hub for transforming raw, unprocessed information into intelligent, actionable training material.
A central hub. That really sounds like it could simplify what often feels like a fragmented process. I've heard that managing different data types for labeling can be a huge headache, needing different tools for images versus text. So how does Label Studio address that? What's the scope of data we can actually work with here? Is it truly comprehensive?
Yeah, this is where Label Studio truly shines. Its versatility and comprehensive approach are key. It's designed to let you label practically every data type you'll likely encounter in AI projects. For instance, let's think about images.
Okay.
You can do tasks like identifying objects in photos, that's called object detection, or classifying entire images like cat or dog, or even partitioning images into incredibly precise segments. That's semantic segmentation.
Semantic segmentation. What was that example?
It's where you precisely outline every single pixel belonging to something specific in the image, like a car or a tree or a person. It allows the AI to understand the scene at a really granular pixel level detail. Very powerful.
Got it. Pixel level detail. Okay. What about text?
Oh, text is huge. The possibilities are vast. Mm-hmm. You can classify documents like news article, legal brief. You can extract specific things like names, locations, dates. That's called named entity recognition. You can analyze sentiment. Is this review positive or negative? Or even build systems that answer questions directly from large blocks of text.
And audio too, I assume.
Yep, audio's covered. Transcribing spoken words into text. Classifying different sounds, like is that a dog barking or a siren? Or even identifying different speakers in a recording. That has a fancy name too. Speaker diarization.
Speaker diarization. Okay, learning new terms today.
Ah, yeah. And then there's video. You can classify whole video clips like sports or nature. Or track specific objects frame by frame. Super critical for things like autonomous navigation or security monitoring.
Frame by frame tracking. Wow.
And it even covers things like time series data collected over time, like sensor readings. You might label events on a plot, like marking when a machine starts vibrating unusually.
Okay, this is incredibly broad.
It is. And very timely. It's also crucial for the whole field of generative AI.
Ah, yes. How does it fit in there?
Well, it enables tasks like LLM fine-tuning. That's basically taking a big, powerful pre-trained language model and adapting it with specific labeled examples. So you make it excel at a particular task, maybe summarizing legal documents, generating creative ad copy, or just making it better at following specific instructions you give it.
Right, tailoring the big models.
Exactly. And you can also use it for evaluating model responses for moderation or comparing different AI outputs side by side to see which one did a better job on your prompt. So this incredible flexibility plus these configurable templates they offer means you can customize Label Studio to fit almost any project, no matter how niche, all without needing a different tool for every data type.
That's truly an impressive range of data types and applications. It sounds incredibly powerful just to the tagging part.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm wondering, does Label Studio also play a more active role in the AI development process itself? How does it help us build better AI, maybe beyond just applying labels? Does it make the labeling process itself smarter?
You've hit on a really crucial point, and it's what makes Label Studio, I think, pretty revolutionary. What's truly fascinating is its deep integration with the machine learning models themselves. It creates this dynamic feedback loop that goes way beyond just static tagging. For instance, it allows for ML-assisted labeling.
ML-assisted. So the machine helps label.
Exactly. An AI model can pre-label data based on what it's already learned. This saves human labelers significant time and effort. They basically just review and correct the AI's suggestions instead of starting every single item from scratch.
That's fascinating. So it's truly more than just a static tagging platform. It's actively learning and evolving with the human labeler. Could you give us a quick tangible example, like how much time might ML-assisted labeling actually save on a typical project? Is it like a 10% gain or?
Oh, it can be vastly significant. We've seen projects report time savings of like 2 to 5 times faster, sometimes even more, especially on large repetitive data sets.
2 to 5 times, wow.
Yeah, imagine you have 1 million images of vehicles. Instead of a human manually drawing bounding boxes around every single car.
Which would take forever.
Right. The AI might pre-draw 80% of them accurately. Then a human just adjusts the remaining 20% or corrects maybe some minor errors. That's an enormous boost in efficiency.
Okay, that makes a huge difference.
Definitely. And beyond that, Label Studio also supports online learning. This means your model can retrain and improve as new annotations are created. So the AI essentially learns and adapts in near real time as fresh, human-labeled data comes in. It gets smarter continuously without needing to wait for some massive batch update way down the line.
Continuously improving.
Nice. And then there's active learning, which is a really intelligent approach. It identifies the most complex or uncertain examples in your unlabeled data and actually prioritizes them for the human labelers.
And it flags the tricky stuff.
Precisely. It's like having the AI say, hey, I'm really struggling with these specific ones. Can you help me out here? It asks for human health only on the trickiest bits. This strategy maximizes the impact of human effort, ensuring your valuable time is spent on the data points that will actually lead to the biggest improvement in the model's performance.
So it's not just a tool, it's genuinely a collaborator in the AI development process, making it significantly more efficient and, well, intelligent.
Mm.
This active engagement sounds key. And what about integrating it into existing tools or larger data workflows that teams might already have in place? Is it kind of standalone island, or does it play nicely with others?
Oh, absolutely designed to be a team player. Label Studio provides a robust REST API.
Okay, API, so it can talk to other software.
Exactly. A REST API is basically a standardized way for different computer programs to communicate and share data. This makes it incredibly easy to embed Label Studio into your larger data pipelines and existing systems. You can automate things like authentication, creating projects, importing tasks, retrieving labeled data, managing predictions, all programmatically. So automation is built right in.
That's important for scaling up.
Hugely important. Plus, it connects directly to popular cloud storage solutions. Think Amazon AWS S3, Google Cloud Storage. This lets you label data right where it lives without the massive headache of moving huge data sets around. This flexibility means it fits seamlessly into both small personal projects. Maybe you're just experimenting with a new AI idea and large-scale enterprise environments with complex, established data infrastructures.
This all sounds incredibly powerful and surprisingly sophisticated.
Yeah.
But for someone new to this whole world of data labeling or even AI in general, how accessible is it? How easy is it to actually get started with Label Studio? Is there a steep learning curve just to get it up and running?
That's an absolutely important question, especially for our learner audience today. And the good news is it's surprisingly accessible, really. For beginners who just want to dive in quickly, you can install Label Studio locally with just a single command. You can use tools like Docker, which packages everything up nicely, or Python's pip package manager if you're comfortable with Python. It's remarkably straightforward.
Just one command. Yeah. That does sound easy.
It really is. Now, for those who prefer a more robust sort of complete setup, maybe for a team or a more persistent project, there are Docker Compose scripts available. These include components like Nginx for web serving and PostgreSQL for database management. It gives you a production-ready stack with minimal fuss.
Okay, so options for different needs.
Exactly. And if you prefer a cloud environment, maybe you're already working on AWS or Google Cloud, you can deploy it with basically one click on platforms like Heroku, Microsoft Azure, or Google Cloud Platform. They even offer a free trial of their Starter Cloud Edition, so you can explore its capabilities without any upfront commitment or credit card needed, usually.
A free trial is always good for trying things out.
For sure. So you truly have many pathways to jump in, regardless of your technical comfort level or the scale of your project. They've genuinely prioritized making it easy to adopt.
That's great to hear. It sounds like they've really thought about lowering the barrier to entry, whether you're a single developer tinkering or part of a larger team. And it's clear this isn't just for small personal projects, right? You mentioned open source. This is a tool with significant backing and impact, connecting to a much bigger picture of AI development globally.
Absolutely. The bigger picture here is a massive, thriving global community. Label Studio is open source, meaning it's not owned by one single company. It's actively developed and supported by thousands of contributors all over the world.
Thousands, wow.
Yeah, it's huge. The project boasts millions and millions of data items labeled through its platform. They have over 17,000 members in their Slack community. That's where users share knowledge, help each other troubleshoot problems.
A real community hub then.
Definitely. And it has an impressive 24,500 stars on GitHub. That's a big number in the developer world, indicating widespread approval and adoption. These numbers clearly demonstrate a vibrant, trusted ecosystem. You've got data scientists, machine learning engineers, developers, all working together using this tool to enhance their models and really push the boundaries of AI. It's a tool that's proven, it's constantly evolving thanks to that community, and it's backed by passionate, collaborative people.
What an incredible deep dive into Label Studio. We've really uncovered how this versatile open source tool isn't just for adding tags to data. It's about fundamentally transforming that raw information into the sophisticated intelligence that powers our AI-driven world. From labeling images and text all the way to enabling these cutting-edge generative AI applications, Label Studio makes the critical work of data preparation accessible, efficient, and deeply integrated into the entire AI development lifecycle. It truly feels like this is where the magic of AI often begins.
And this exploration really raises an important question for you, the listener, I think. If high-quality, readily available data labeling tools like Label Studio are democratizing the creation of advanced AI, if they're making it easier for more people to shape and refine intelligent systems, what new frontiers in AI development become possible when you can easily sculpt the data that drives it? How might your unique insights and ideas contribute to the next generation of intelligent systems now that the tools are so much more accessible? Something to think about.
A fantastic question to ponder. A big thank you again to SafeServer for supporting our mission to bring you these deep dives and for being such a cornerstone in digital transformation. Remember to visit www.safeserver.de for more on how they can assist your software hosting and digital journey. That's SafeServer.de. Thank you so much for joining us on this enlightening exploration. We really hope this deep dive into Label Studio has given you a clear, comprehensive, and engaging understanding of this vital tool. Keep learning, keep exploring, and we'll catch you on the next deep dive.